Having reached a certain age, I've had what I call the conversation on more than a few occasions. This is the discussion in which aging boomers contemplate how we will handle the end of our own lives. Some of my friends have displayed a bit of bravado on the topic. Drifting away on an ice floe is a popular image. But this particular afternoon, the conversation was not hypothetical. We sat across from my father and asked this difficult and awkward question. Did he want to keep on living? We assume we know what it's like to be young because we were young once, but old age is a place we have never been. We may see it up close as our parents' age, but we will never know what it's like until we're there. From day to day, we may comfort ourselves with the adage that we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we certainly dread where we will find ourselves after thousands of tomorrows have come and gone. One of the lessons we learn as we get older is that the little things are what matter, and I suspect these are precisely what make us hold on to even a seriously diminished life, the face of a grandchild, or the taste of ice cream. We may never discover the meaning of life, but our sense of what life means to us can dwindle down to a short but precious list. When it comes our turn, the ice floe that carries us away into the darkness may not seem preferable to a small pleasure this day and the next. And so our dad answered in the affirmative. We were prepared to respect his decision either way. The important thing was that it was his answer to give. As he ages, his life has gone from a condensed version of his earlier existence to a very small world defined by subtraction. One by one, things are being taken away from him. I don't know if he ever gets to the point where he feels that he has so little that he can give it all up, but for now, he will see what tomorrow brings. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.